I write this farewell book about American early schooling not just as an educator concerned about the quality of our children's education, but as an American concerned about our survival as a high-achieving, fair, and literate society. Over my long life, I have always been a booster of the United States, ever grateful for the blessings of liberty secured to us by our Constitution. No nation is without failure or shame, but I believe ours to be the best nation on earth, and not just for its spacious skies and amber waves of grain, although these do add to the sense of greatness and possibility. Along with our Constitution, it has been the schoolmistresses and schoolmasters of our past, starting with Noah Webster, who have kept us thriving and unified. The nation's sustaining enterprise of our school teachers must be revived. If this book succeeds in conveying the old message in a new way, a message now validated by recent science, it will joyfully belong to that genre of book that succeeds in elevating rationality and natural science above emotional and religious sentiments of self-righteous certitude and moral indignation. The most recent, quite remarkable science reported in this book should help in that aim. Current brain research and current studies of language show that ethnicity and nationality are far from innate and exclusive properties. Ethnicity and nationality are written on our young neocortical blank slates by adults and experience. Many Americans have gained more than one ethnicity. Those blank slates, as it turns out, can accommodate multiple ethnicities and identities. The currently popular term identity, regarded as being immutable by birth and experience, is an inadequate concept. The essence of nationality and ethnicity inheres in a speech community that is based on shared knowledge. We must hope that recent scientific determinations, such as the discovery that the brain area where identity and ethnicity reside, begins as a blank slate that our parents, our schools, and our surrounding culture write on, will induce a calmer, more productive consideration of what effective nation-making and nation-sustaining must entail. That is especially pertinent to our multi-ethnic nation that was once a symbol of human hope and can be again. For decades, I've been a rather polite scholar devoted to explaining how America's public schools, particularly at the elementary level, which is the focus of this book, are failing to educate our children effectively. The elementary school is decisive for forming both our knowledge base and our gut allegiance. Since the 1960s, our schools have been relying on a progressive approach called child-centered learning, promoted and promulgated by our graduate schools of education. Education officials indoctrinated by those ideas set school standards that are unspecific with regard to content. Teachers, similarly indoctrinated, have gradually abandoned teaching knowledge coherently in favor of teaching mush on the scientifically incorrect premise that they are imparting general reading skills and general critical thinking skills. But by neglecting their citizen-making duties, they are in fact diminishing our national unity and our basic competence. History, geography, science, civics, and other essential knowledge that is the mark of an educated citizen have been dumbed down by vacuous learning techniques and values-based curricula. The results have been devastating. It's not simply a matter of ignorance. 71% of Americans believe that Alexander Hamilton was president of the United States. The result is also the loss of a shared knowledge base across the nation that would otherwise enable us to work together, understand one another, and make coherent, informed decisions at the local and national level.